goodness. Hello. July 22nd and 23rd, 2022. We have three cards here, and they are all in the reverse, and they are the Emperor, the King of Coins, and the Eight of Wands. Is anybody doing anything about this? The Emperor and the King of Coins are powers that be, everything being relative. We could be talking about either the governmental powers that be, or whoever fits the bill in your own life, of course, or you yourself. There may very well be actual bills to pay in this spread. Potentially very frustrating cards, I must say, but we may as well be patient if we're not the ones in control of a situation that may not be making the progress we were hoping to make. Or should we be? But the ones in control could easily be accused of some shady business dealings or abuse of power or position. The King of Coins in the reverse, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, is either in debt or soon to be, even, and possibly or especially if this inheritance, property, or other people's money is involved. This is major loss or losing, and you yourself or someone else can be guilty of overspending or mismanagement. Retirement funds are the domain of the King of Pentacles, who in the reverse may be like King Midas. Everything he or she touches turns to gold, until it doesn't work out so well for him. Fortunes are waning on the reversed King of Pentacles or coins, and waning fast. The Eight of Wands in the upcoming position in the upright is a fast-moving card, the Suit of Fire. The Eight of Fire of the modern witch tarot is racing along a highway on a bright red motorcycle under a tall, wide blue sky with the whole highway to herself or himself. This is a travel card, especially air travel. The traditional Rider-Waite-Smith card shows the Eight Wands flying in formation towards a goal. They could be missiles, and we have all kinds of possibilities for scenarios involving airborne weapons or even a ceasefire. You may not be able to afford to travel, or are being warned against the cost of travel or the timing. The Eight of Wands in the upright is impulsive, a card of quick decisions and actions. In the reverse, we're running into delays, obstacles, and circumstances beyond our control, even beyond the control of the authorities. There's always someone higher up. This could be a move you'd like to make or a trip you'd like to take, but the timing may be off. There may be a position or job you're waiting to hear back from, and you probably won't today. The Eight of Wands is a card of procrastination, which doesn't look good on the powers that be. Slowing down. If you're in the unfortunate or stressful position of the boss cards, you may need a break, and quickly. The too fast potential of the Eight of Fire is a fast road to burnout, and the reverse card brings a lot of anxiety. Both the Emperor and the King of Coins in the upright are in open air, the countryside, or simply being outdoors. Air is what feeds the fire of the Suit of Wands, and you may need some fresh air to get outside or work on breathing. I'm sorry about the horse. She's noisy this morning. Demoted. You may feel like you're not being promoted fast enough in your career, but charging forward right now, for whatever reason, isn't possible. Love your liver. The physical King of Coins represents your liver, known as the boss organ. The King of Coins in the reverse is known to be overindulgent. If the boss fails, so do we. So that'll stop you in your fast tracks, for entertainment purposes only.